You're listening to SBS News.
Hello there. Monday's heat was extraordinary, not least because it covered a really wide area. 38.2 degrees, the highest temperature we recorded at Sandton Downham in Suffolk, very close to the all-time UK record. Jersey had its hottest day on record. Wales had its hottest day on record as well. And with this Met Office red warning for extreme heat still in force through Tuesday, some places could see temperatures get even higher than that.
That's BBC weather forecaster Ben Rich telling TV viewers what they already knew. It's extremely hot in the UK. And it's not just in the UK. The lives of millions of people in Britain and Europe are being disrupted by the extreme heat. Almost 600 heat-related deaths have been reported in Spain and Portugal, where temperatures reached 47 Celsius last week. Climate experts warn that global warming has increased the frequency of extreme weather events, with studies showing that the likelihood of temperatures in the UK reaching 40 Celsius is now 10 times higher than in the pre-industrial era. Dr. Laura MacArthur, a medical expert from the University of Exeter, says people aren't taking it seriously enough.
I think we need to be more heat aware as a population. For example, as I say, going out in the middle of the day when the sun's at the hottest, so certainly between 11 and 1, but possibly even 10 till 2, that's a bad idea. sitting on the beach in the sun for 4 hours, getting baked, even if you're wearing sun cream. We just don't drink enough as a population in terms of water, rehydration, electrolytes, to be used to dealing with that kind of period outside.
Andy Curran, an emergency medicine consultant at Royal Preston Hospital, says Britain's infrastructure, buildings and people aren't built to cope with such extremes.
We live in a very temperate climate. We complain when it's too hot and complain when it's too cold, but actually we don't get much of a fluctuation in temperature. The way that we've designed our buildings, the way we live our lives, isn't to cope with extremes, whether it's cold or the heat. When it's hot like this, there's a nice balance where we can enjoy it and we go out. But vulnerable people really struggle when it gets to as hot as it is now. We're talking about temperatures that have never, ever been seen in this country.
Flights were disrupted at London's Luton Airport because of what was described as a surface defect on the runway amid extreme heat as the tarmac began to melt. The heatwave has continued to fuel ferocious wildfires in Spain on Monday, causing the evacuation of thousands of people. Firefighters in the northeastern region of Catalonia deployed waterbombing planes to battle the flames, spreading through tinder-dry forests and nearby towns. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez saw for himself the impact of the blaze in the western region of Extremadura.
I want to make an obvious statement that climate change kills. It kills people, this we have seen. It kills our ecosystems, our biodiversity. It also destroys the things that the societies affected by these fires hold dearest, their houses and homes, their businesses, their livestock.
More than 30 forest fires have forced the evacuation of thousands of people. Authorities in southwestern France are planning to evacuate more towns and move out 3,500 people at risk of finding themselves in the path of the spreading wildfires. And in Italy, a new giant crack appeared at the weekend on the Marmolada Glacier in the country's Alpine region, 2 weeks after a deadly avalanche of ice and debris killed at least 11 people when a huge chunk of the glacier broke loose. Professor Peter Sammons from University College London blames climate change and rising temperatures.
What you're having is a local warming. I mean, you've got a local warming in the Alps, which is increasing at a faster rate than the global average. That's causing a lot of meltwater to form. You know, the meltwater is probably having like a triggering effect on these collapses. You've got thinning of the snow as well. So you've got sort of less of an albedo effect. These things are all adding up, and really they're only going in one direction.
Britain's Prince Charles has long been an advocate for action on climate change. Speaking at an event to mark his 70 years as Duke of Cornwall, he reiterated the warnings that he's been issuing for decades.
If I may say so, these commitments around net zero have never been more vitally important as we all swelter under today's alarming record temperatures across Britain and Europe. And as I've tried to indicate for quite some time, the climate crisis really is a genuine emergency, and tackling it is utterly essential for Cornwall, the country and the rest of the world.
Forecasters say temperatures will remain high for a couple of days. Alan Lee, SBS News.